Ah, listen, it's devastating. It really is. As you can see in the video there, her fleet's tied to the piers in Killybegs while other fleets is out there fishing away. And, it's very hard to explain to our fishermen and to the local community that this is the way it is. You know, it's heartbreaking because everybody's under so much pressure, financial pressure and stress. It's just, it beggars belief.
And you're looking for, I suppose, a broad and inclusive approach now to support the industry, and it's calls that we've heard from. We heard it now in the Shannon Chamber. We've heard it in the Dáil Chamber. We heard it on the County Council Chamber.
Yeah, well, my calls has been sustained, and I think we have to mount a campaign that the service industries, it's a whole coastal community package that I'm looking for. Because everybody's involved, from your shops to your hydraulics, your engineering. You know, even my former business, the Stevedorn, they're all involved. They're all integral parts of what makes the fishing work. And, I mean, there's thousands of people. The fish factory workers, I mean, they're turning up. They want to work, and yet they have no work. And that's not their fault. It's down to the laws, the EU rules, and to be honest, it's just heartbreaking this weather to be in Killybegs to see the fleet tied up.
And Minister Timmy Dooley has said that he wants to take an inclusive approach. Now, based on what he had said in the Dáil there during the week, is that, I suppose, would that satisfy what your request is now, or do you think it needs to go further?
I think it needs to go further. Minister Dooley's there and he's doing his best, but I mean, I think it needs to be widened out. And also, you know, this task force, I was told that we set up in the first 2 weeks of January. It hasn't even met yet, and we don't know who's on it, only the chairman. So I think it's time for action now. Talk's cheap. We need to get working on this, and we need to, because our coastal communities can't sustain it. I mean, the boats get a wee bit of fish now, that'll sustain them for a month or so. But come Patrick's Day, we've nothing coming in. You know, there's no financial reward out there for fishermen that are going to be tied up sitting at home. So something has to be done, and it has to be done quickly, you know. It can't just be kicked down the road like it always has.
It particularly can't be kicked down the road now. There's almost a feeling, I suppose, in coastal communities like Killybegs and up and down the west coast that we're at the end of the road.
Oh, yes. I've been talking to colleagues from Castletown and everything today, and, I mean, it's the same down there. We're at the end of the road now, you know, so there needs to be a financial package put in place.
In an ideal world, what would that look like for you?
Well, the boats have to be covered, and the fishing crews has to be covered. The factories and the factory workers has to be covered. And all the service industries, there has to be money put aside there for your nets, your fishing, or your electronics. Even down to the butcher shop and the local shop, I mean, they all contribute to the coastal community. Be filling the boat going out, should it be meat or should it be shopping before they leave the port. I mean, they're all engaged in the fishing community. So it has to be, as I keep saying to the Minister, a coastal community package is put in place that takes into effect what everybody has put in down through the years. Not just, you know, come in and say, well, what do you want? We want a good package. We really do, that it'll affect and help everybody.